loy mechayev Rebbe Yellam Rishus Hayochid Mekura. We're talking about we went through the Rishus Hayochid, like went through the house, through a room that has a roof on the room. As this side is Rishus Rabban and the other side here is Rishus Rabban, you open up the window here and you open up the window here, and you threw it straight through the windows. So it went through the house. There's a new throne out of the house. So we say, the Amrinan, we say, they saw a house is commander mal yadomi. And a house is considered like it's filled up to the top. So therefore, it's like Rashi says, it's considered like it's chvesim. Whereas the house is mamish filled up to the top. So when it went through the avir, it's considered that the mamish landed on the ground. Now the ground is called the choshev mokum, balval balad. If inside a house is called like it's filled with things, there's chvesim piled up to the top, like you have tzvorim piled up to the top, and you throw something through this swarm. So it's sort of like it landed on these swarm. Now these swarm right here is Dalal Adalit. So that's why you chay. A new swarm where the mukim is Makura. But Rashi, Makura Shieshlo Gagav, it has a gag there, is command the Malya, we say, Dover Sosim, something that's closed. We call Tzad like a house. That's all four sides and the roof and the floor. It's closed. It's heavy Kamalich Vesim. It's considered like it's filled up with, let's say, swarm or anything, chveitzim, ad gagoy. Swarm is filled up layers and layers through the roof. The ein aviroi choshev avir. The avir inside out is not considered like air. Hukach, kol ha-nizrok l'toich, anybody that throws it through the house, heavy kamunach. That's a good swarm. It's like munach in the middle of the swarm. So it's mamish a whole layer of swarm, da'al. That's why you chayiv. Zayfa da'anoch, it's considered like you threw from Rishus Rabim into the Rishus Yechid landed. You chayiv ha'achnosam, and it's going weiter into Rishus Rabim. You make a new hoitzor now, a new akira now, out. But that's only by Mokim Makura. Mashenki, Rishus Rabim, you don't have that swarm. Right? In Rishus Yechid goes the Malam Yud. Rishus Yechid is not the name of Yud. Rishus Yechid goes out to Shemayim. Fred Gemara, the Chitim, and maybe our Mishnah is the same thing. The Chitim, Hochinami, even our Mishnah is also talking about like that. The Makura, we're talking about where the Balabas standing inside the house, where the house Makura had a roof on top of it. Fred Gemara, Hotenev, Rishus Yochid. That's good where the Balabas is standing inside his house, and he has something in his hand. And the Yoni outside puts his hand inside to take it out of the Balabas's hand, that's good. Since the Balabas is inside, it's considered Commander Malia Dami, and it's called like a Malcolm Dalad Dalad. Of the Rishus Rabim the other way. We have another case in the Mishnah where the Bala Bos puts his hand outside his house and takes it out of the Yoni's hand. Now the Yoni is standing outside Rishus Rabim, or Rishus Rabim can't be Makura. If Rishus Rabim would have a roof on top of it, that's not called Rishus Rabim. We'll soon see because we're learning out from the Mishka. So when the Yoni is standing outside, his hand outside, this has to be in open air. And so the Mishnah says that the Balabas puts his hand outside and takes it out of the Yoni's hands and brings it inside, the Balabas is Chayiv. So there it's Shver. When the Balabas took out of the Yoni's hand, it wasn't Makura there, so there's no Makam Dala Dala. Freddy Gemara, Vichitei Makanadi Makura, our Mishnah is not somewhere where it's Makura, where it's a roof on top of it, Hoten of Rishus HaYochid. That's called the first case of the Balabas when he's inside, with Rishus HaYochid, Makura. Of a Rishus HaRabin, Makura Michayiv. But you want to say the Sefer, where the Balabas, where the Yoni is standing outside, and the Balabas takes it out of his hand. Now the Oni is outside of Rishus Rabin. If you want to say his Rishus Rabin also had a Kura, had a roof on top of him, is me Mechayiv, with the Balabas inside the Chayiv is considered like he took from the Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid. V'Omar Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Omar Rebbe Abba, Omar Rav Puna, Omar Rav, Hamavir Chayfet, Dalad Amos Rishus Rabin, Nakura Potter. If somebody carries a Chayfet, even though he picked it up and walked Dalad Amos, to Rishus Rabim, but since over this Rishus Rabim you have a you have a roof, you have a tent on top of you, is potter. Why? If you say the doimah or digre midbar, not doimah to where the Yidin walked in the midbar. In the midbar, when they traveled in the midbar, they used to have Rishus Rabim that the whole Yidin would walk through there. It was 16 amos wide, and they used to walk through the midbar. Now, when they walked through the midbar, there was no makayra on top. Even though they had the Anana covered on top of them, but it wasn't called the Kerr, though, it wasn't Mamash right on top of them. So all the Malachas have to be doing to the Mishkan. Let's see, Rashi, have you saw it here? Rashi, what time of Rishus HaYochid, the Balabayis, where the Balabas is standing inside? That's good that we say when the Oni takes out of his hand, the Oni is Chayiv, that's good. Since the Balabas is inside the house, his house is command the Mal Yadomi, it's considered the Chashim Makam Dal Dal. Ela Rishus Harab Dioni, for Dioni is standing outside. The Mishnah also says the Balabas taken out of his hand is Chayiv, Mi Mukmis Le Demekaira. Could you put that case when the Oni standing outside is in the Rishus Harabim that has a roof on top of it? Where it has to be Doimlo Digbe Midbar. So Trashi, V'chol Melechis to Shabbos. All the Lamed Test Melechis that we have on Shabbos is Menishkon Garminim. We learned it out from the Mishkon. Is any chashiv melacha that they did in the Mishkan, that's considered a melacha by Shabbos. The common. What's the raya? Be the nismucha parshas Shabbos la parshas Mishkan bevayakim. The Torah, parshas vayakim, the pasuk first says about Shabbos, and then it says right away the melachas the Mishkan. So we see that the melachas that's chashiv by the Mishkan, that's called the melacha that's chashiv also by the by Shabbos. So if we're learning out on Melechas Havara Dal Ramis in Rishus HaRabim from the Mishkan, it has to be such a Rishus HaRabim when they have it in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, their Rishus HaRabim, they walk through the Midbar, they do not have a Kaira, a roof on top of them. Therefore, our Mishnah cannot be talking about there's a roof on top of the Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, you'd be potter. So, may let's reach for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah still says even Rishus HaRabim, the Yoni standing outside his hand, is a Chashiva thing to be Chayi for. I, not Dal Radalid. I Rebbe says he Yechai, that's only Rishus HaYachid. We have a Makim Akura. We don't have a Makim Akura, you should be taught them. So it's Rishus Shreya. Who can our Mishnah go like?
Does Rishus HaMakura have a din of Makim Akura?
I'm not sure. Kulpatul, if he's shamed, then we'll dig a Migma. The more Elo Amar Rab Zeru. So who does our Mishnah go like? Elo Amar Rab Zeru Hamani Yachirim. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Yachirim. The Tanya Acherim Oymrim, some people say Acherim, so Mandioma, Acherim Oymrim, Omad Din Koimli, somebody standing in his place, the Kibil Chayim.
It means the case where you observe, you throw something, Rishus HaRabim Dal Damas. You're standing here, you picked it up, and you threw it to somebody standing Dal Damas away from you when he caught it. Now that person is standing still, didn't move, and when he caught it, you're Chayim. Because considered you made the Akira here, and you threw it to him, since he didn't move, so that's the place where it's supposed to be Munach. So it's Munach, like from your Akira came.
And Yachimim, Omabim Kormi, you're sitting in your place, the kibble, the person receives it is Chayiv. Okim Kormi, if that person, if you throw it, runs a little bit towards you, the kibble, then you're Potter. Why? Because it's not called, you didn't do the Anacha. You made the Akira. And as when you threw it, as far as your Akira, it should have landed where he was at the beginning. Now that he came close and he caught it first, who made the anocha in that place? He made the anocha in that place. So it's not considered like you made the anocha, therefore you put it. Let's see Rashi. Omadim koimli. Zorak chayfis. You threw a chayfis. The kibloi acher, and another person caught it. Is omad hamakabal mekoimli. If that person is standing still, the kibloi, and he catches it, so then you're chayiv. Chayiv hazerik. But Rashi, why? The EU of it, Akira Vanachas. Considered you did the Akira, and you also did the Anacha. That's where Anacha is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in his hand, and he's standing still. Considered it came to its resting place by itself. Mashenkin Okas, the Rashi Amakabim Koimoi. The Ross Likras Achepis, the Kibloi. But if that person came running towards you, even though he still knows at first he was 10 amas away from you, and he came running 5 amas closer, and he caught it, your potter. Rashi Potter Azerik. Why lo yisaved hanochem mikoychoy? Not considered it rested because of me. Of my throwing it, it should have rested 10 amas away. Now why did it rest only 5 amas away? Because this person came a quarter in between. So consider the person in between made the anocha, not me. So I only made the akira, he made the anocha, we're both potter. That's the loch. Zot Gemara. Omar didn't call me the kibul chayim. About Kopar and it says, claw, if the person stood still, stood in his place, and you threw it to him, then you're chayiv. Ah, you're being on Hanochal Gavimokam Dal Veleka. Why, when it lands in the person's hand, are you chayiv? Ah, there's no Mokam Dal Dal again. Shvet like Rabbi Al Mishnah. El Elishma Mini, you see from the Acherim, Loi Bin and Mokam Abba, you don't see claw, you do not need a Mokam Abba. That's what Acham say, even though you throw it into their hand, and his hand is now Dal Dal, still you're chayiv. Because you don't need a mukim dollar dollar. Fred Gemara v'dilma v'aitza hanochu d'loy binin. Maybe the Acherim only say you do not need hanochu. Or the Hakira binin. Maybe to mechayif Akira, where you first pick it up, start off the melacha.
But the way Tosfos says before, the pasuk ayet yish memkoymoi, when memkoymoi means dal damas, that's talking about the akira. Maybe everybody holds the akira has to be that first the chepet was munach on a choshev amokim dal al dalid, and now you pick it up from that place and then you throw it. So even though it lands in somebody's hand, that's okay. You could be chayiv. But that's what you say from the Cherim, that if it lands in his hand, the Amach is good, dal dal. But who says even the Akira, to pick it up from somebody's hand is Chayim? That you have no raya. Only our Mishnah says it. So a Shver, who does our Mishnah go like? Faitas more of Hanach Rosa Nami. Even the Hanach, there's no raya here. Dilma de Poshet Kenofe de Kibla. Maybe this person is talking about where, like, he picked up his knife, his jacket, like this, his macabre, like this, that landed in his jacket here, that will dal dal. Picked up his knife. So maybe, who says he caught it in his hand? It just says the kibloi. He picked up his kanaf and landed in the kanaf. So might he have no right to him hold, you don't need dal dal. Maybe you need a choshev mokum? Dika nami anocha? So might he have no right even according to the chayim? So the Gemara of Suruz HaMishnah go like, Omer Rabbi Abba, Mas Nisan, is also talking about the grand Shekibba Betraskel. I tell you, we're talking about when the Oni, or the Balabas, took it from his hand, he didn't take it from his bare hand, he had a basket in his hand. And the basket of dal dal. Then he put it down on into the traskel. The economy hanocha, there's hanocha. Maybe the Mishnah b'chal is not talking about a bare hand. It's talking about there was a big basket in the hand, and it was munich in the basket. So the basket is a mokim dal dal. That's why yichay is vay for the kiri, vay for the hanocha. For the Gemara, no, it's no good. Our Mishnah, lo yodoy ketoni. The Mishnah says lo yodoy mashmi yad baitil. So the Gemara, no, toni traskel should be yodoy. Put into the Mishnah, traskel should be yodoy ready. So the Marahot saying of Shraska Brishus Yochid. That's good. Even if you want to say it's holding a basket, you could say the basket Brishus Yochid. That's okay. El Shraska Brishus Rabim, but the only that's standing outside. If he's holding a basket and the Chayfet is inside the basket, Lukur, it's not called Brishus Rabim anymore. If the Mishnah says if the only outside has a, you want to say now he has a basket, he has a piece of bread in the basket. Now since his hand Lukur is a malam the Yutzvachim, the basket has a shame Brishus Yochid. So why, when the balabas from inside sticks his hands outside and takes the bread out of the yoni's hand and brings it inside, do we say the balabas is chayiv? He took it from a shutzi yochid into another shutzi yochid. It should be potter. As if the oni outside is not holding it in his hand, he's holding it in a traskel has a din shutzi yochid. For the Gemara, a traskel sheb shutzi rabim shutzi yochid he. It has a din of shutzi yochid. Why is it called shutzi yochid? The Rashi. Rishus Yochidi, the my time Shumatzon, Lame at this is my Hoshma Shiyochid, look at Mercy, let's see the more first. Lame is a Timur, if you want to say it's not called Rishus Yochid, is the life of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This will not come out good according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Oyna, no it's Koneb Rishus Rabbin. If you have a reed or a stick standing up Rishus Rabbin, a small stick standing Rishus Rabbin, over Rosh Hashanah, on top of the stick you have a basket. Is Zorak Venacha Gabbet, somebody stands Rishus Rab right underneath it, and throws on top and lands inside the basket, it's Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Why you're Chayiv? Because the basket is considered like Rishus Yochid. So you threw it from Rishus Rabin into Rishus Yochid, you're Chayiv. So the Gemara Dik, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because if our Mishnah is going to go to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, or Bezai, why does the Mishnah say, Toshat Bala Bayetas Yod Lachut, the Bala Bosa standing inside the house, put his hand outside the window, and he put it into the hand of the Yoni, as a my chayiv, why is the balabos chayiv? Toshi is chayiv, because he made an akiri from Rishus Yochid, and he put it outside, Rishus Rab, and that's why he's chayiv. But according to Yosef Yehuda, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid come out. According to Yosef Yehuda, if the Yoni outside is holding a basket, and he put it inside the basket is right to Rishus Yochid. So he took it from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid, it should be potter. So Trashi, Leyma Matis Lechosh Lerushus Rabin, the Lech of Yosef Yehuda, the Zork Mishus Rabin, Vanach Agabe Vizchayim. So Trashi, the Yaf Agab Lamata, Lehevi Konaroch of Dalot, even though this stick that's standing up Rishus Rabin, the stick itself is not Roch of Dalot, it's not called Rishus Yochid, of a Hoyal of Roy She Arbo, since on top, this basket on top, is why Daldam is Amrinon Gud Achet Mechitzon. We say good achas like the mechitzas around the basket on top come all the way down to the ground. That's called good achas. There's a little mechitza that the basket has come straight down. So blind like there are four mechitzas now around this basket. So since the basket is yutzvachim high, what lands on top of the basket is called Rishus Yochid. That's Rishus Yochid Gomer. So the Zoi, how does our Mishnah say you're chayiv by taking from the Oni's hand outside? The chur of the Oni's hand outside is also Rishus Yochid, and the Balabas inside is also Rishus Yochid. So why are you chayiv?
So we're saying, Afilu Tein Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Hosom L'malam Yud. When does he say consider the Rishus Yochid if the basket is at least Yutvachim high? When something is Yutvachim high, that's called Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid has to have Mechitzis Yutvachim high to make it Rishus Yochid. Hocha our Mishnah is talking about Lamata Yud,
where the Oni outside is like holding a traskel, he's holding a basket in his hand, and this basket is dalled by dalled, but even if you say good achas, the mechitz of the basket come down, it's not yutzvachim ay off the ground. It's less than yutzvachim. So mechitz is less than yutzvachim ay is not considered Rishus Yochid. So therefore it's still considered Rishus Rabin, and that's why you chayim. So the kids of the terrace of the Mishnah is talking about where the Oni outside is holding a basket, but he's holding the basket less than yutzvachim. So this basket is not considered Rishus Yochid. Therefore, what is it considered? It's still part of the Rishus Rabin. That's why you chayim. So say is there to cash the chur, the basket should be a carmelitz, even though it's not a Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid has to be yutzvachim. But there's a new Rishus of a carmelitz. The loch is Rishus Rabin. If you have an escupa, if you have a little bin that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, between 3 and yutzvachim, it's called a carmelitz usually. So chur is still shved a mishnah. When the Oni outside is holding this basket, since the basket is dalid by dalid, it should be called a carmelitz. But so he says, the Yisrael Rashi says that by Kalim you don't say Kamlis. Kalim, Kamlis is only by a binyan, if you'll be building something. When you're holding a basket in your hand, a basket doesn't get a shem Kamlis. So this basket is like nothing, it's still part of Rishus Rabin. So the only kasha was it has to be a chosh v'mokam dalad al-dalad, your hand is not dalad al-dalad. A parrot says it's not, didn't land in your hand, you put it into the basket. And since the basket is dalad al-dalad, that's why you chay. That's what you want to say. What? Even if you would say it, but still on your camels though.
So the Gemara still is there, Shreya. Kashle le Rabba Avua. Mika toni traskel shev yodu. Does the Mishnah say, we're talking about a basket in his hand. Well, yodu katoni. The Mishnah still says only yodu. That the on his hand is mashma. So it's still Shreya the Mishnah. There's only the on his hand. So the on his hand is not dal or dal. It's still Shreya. Elom Rabba Avua. I'll tell you a new akimta. The Gemara shall shul shul yodu lamata megimu bekiblo. We're talking about the on the outside, put his hand very low, kemat within gimel tfachim of the ground. That's why if you put it into his hand, you chayiv, because since his hand is within gimel tefachim of the ground, we say it's command the munich on the karka, and the karka is kadal adal, we say kalovid, and it's sitting like it's on the ground. The kibla. Fact, the gemara bo'emet katan, he's still shred, the mishnah says the yoni outside is standing. If he's standing, he can't get his hand within gimel tefachim of the ground, and the gemara b'shoicha, he's bending down. If I'm not that he's lying down, they're just bending down. One terrace. The boy is saying the baguma. I'll tell you a case we're talking about, he's in a pit. He's in a pit, so now he's standing up in the pit, but his hand is outside, will come out right on top of the ground. That's when he put it into his hand, it's considered like it's munach on the Rishus Rabin for Makom Dalal Dalet. The boy is saying the banana. Another tale talking about a midget. Talking about a midget here in the Mishnah, even though the midget is standing up, when he sticks out his hand, Rishus Rabin, it's within Gimel Tvachim, it's only a few inches off the karka, it's still considered like it's munach on the karka.
Does Guma have a din of a Rishus Rabin?
Outside, he's inside, his hand is outside, his hand is in the Rishus Rabin. Oh my Rav, correct Rav, Ich bil tonu la shvinu kolhani, very shver to put all these kimtas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means such a case, it's very shver to put this kimta, he's a midget to Mishnah, or he's inside a pit, or he's bowing down, it's not mashma like that. The Mishnah is mashma, poshe, the only is standing outside normally, and you put it into his hand, and still yichayiv. I only have a kasha, a yad shalodin is not dal or dalid, why yichayiv? So it's Rav the Maskona, Elohim a Rav, Yodoy Shalodom Chashubulay Kedal Adalit. A man's hand is called a Choshev Mokam, that even though it's a small plate, but since it's a Choshev Zach, that's called Kedal Adalit. So therefore, if you put it into his hand for that Nochli Yechayim, or if you take it out of his hand for that Kiram, also Yechayim. A Yodoy Shalodom is Choshev. The Chayim, Zalman Chayim Kiyosi, Rav Namav Yechinin, the same Teretz, Yodoy Shalodom Chashubulay Kedal Adalit. The Yad Shalodim is a Choshev Mokim, that's considered like Dalal Dalit. Let's see, Rashi.
Ich botane tore katane be khol zoyt, vo hört ol de yano de meiste mi shus de shus khayt, ele de dvor malolo, stam stam de mishta ze fey aloch iz, un iz verschreit iz. Shen dar kem kaf nit mit poshe knab mit lut nim, da be dal stam stam vet. Ele man peret iz, a yad iz ka khosh be play. And that's cool like dal dal. Um rab ab no mer be loy, um rab yechid. Zorak khayfet ze nach be tsokh yod shokhaber iz khay. Let me have before. If I'm in Rishus Rabin and I take a chayfet and throw it, and that person is standing still and lands in his hand, I'm chayef. My Shemashin, what's the Kiddush? That Yod Shalom and Chashuv Lekadal Dal, even though it only landed in his hand, it didn't land on a big mokim, his hand, small place. The Kiddush is though a Yad Shalom is also called a Dal Dalin. But the Mor V'Omer Rav Yechon Echad is Dim. Rav Yechon already said it one time already. That was a Dim before. The Mor Nei Mal Detay Mahani Mili Heichadi Achshivei Hu Liyodei. Maybe only where your master Yod means in the case of the Mishnah where the Baal Avos took a piece of bread inside and he put it into the Yoni's hand outside. Your Badafka wanted it to last in his hand. So since you put it into his hand, that means you only wanted there, your Machshava was that that's the Chosh of Mokum. I wanted to go into his hand. I have Machshava, it should Badafka land there. Avol Heicho, Tloyachshuvehu Liyodei. But over here, I'm standing with Shusharabim and I'm standing having fun. I want to throw a bull, Dal Damis. Grad that happens to be my friend is sitting there, and he grad caught it. But to me, it's not enough to mean if he catches it or not. If it would have landed on the floor, I would have been just as happy. So I'm not much of that Vadafkic lands in his hand. A Maloy, maybe then I don't say this swara, that your yad is kadal or dalid, kamashmul or no, even though you don't have special machshava that a shabdafka land in the hand. But be it lands in a person's hand, that's a mitzias, that yad is shalodan is choshev kadal or dalid. When you're putting it into the audience hand outside, when you have a ferish you're to put it into his hand, but that's made with to the dollar. Came and rested by itself the yad chaveroi to hide this verb liyachshevei liyad chaveroi lanuchi begazein. Now when you're throwing a ball with just around him, you're not talking about when you're playing catch with your friend there. You know Madafku wanted to land in his hand. You stand through it and grab it, ended up in his hand. So Lainiskav Mekach, it's in the case where Namaskav is thrown into his hand. Maybe in such a case I'd say a potter, because then his hand is not considered Kadal Dalid, Kamashna Madecha. No, even in such a case, that's a mitzvah, so a hand of an Odom is choshev until like Dal Dalid. Om Rav Abba, Om Rav Eloy, Om Rav Yechon. Omad din koim that we had before. If when I throw the bull and that person stands still, the kibble he's makabalit is chayiv. I'm chayiv because I made the akira and it's called was not because of my throwing it. Okam in koima, if that person though comes running, charging towards me after I threw it, the kibble, then potter. I'm potter because not considered I made the anocha. He made the anocha. Of my throwing it, it should have landed 10 amas away. Why did it only land 5 amas away? That's because of him. Tanya Namihochi, Acher Moimrim. Omar Din Koimer, the person you throw the ball to, he's standing still, the kibble and he catches it, is Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Okinim Koimer, that person moves and comes wherever he moves to, the kibble, and then he catches it where he moves to, is Potter, your Potter. Now, boy, Rabbi Yechon, what's to be like this? Zorak Chayfet, you're standing with Shusravim, you throw a high pitched ball, throw a ball up in the air, very high up, Yevenecher Hu Din Koimer. Now you yourself run there and catch it over there. What's the halacha? You throw a ball nice and high, and as far as your ball goes, should have landed still 20 feet away. Now you came running 10 feet in front of you, and you jumped up and caught it there. So now, machmas, your first akira throwing it, it should have landed 20 feet away. But it didn't land 20 feet away. You ran in between and jumped up and caught it 10 feet away. Are you chayiv enough? His neker who, the person himself that threw it, ran, bin koimai, the chaz of the kibla, he himself caught the ball. His maho. What's the lacha tashkes, are you chayiv or not? And here, you made the kira, you made the anocha. Maybe you should be chayiv. Or else, no. It's not the anocha from your first akira. As far as your first akira goes, it should have landed 20 feet away. Why did it land only 10 feet away? It's still like you made a new anocha. So it's still like you made one and one, you can't be chayiv for it. Maho. The more Mike can be bothered, what's the Shiloh? Omer of Ada Barava. Shnei Koiches Biodemechon. Where one person is doing like two things here. He started off making a Kira, and he ended up making a new Hanocha. So it's like two different Koiches of one person. Kumi Boilei. Shnei Koiches Biodemechon. When one person does two things, a special Akira, a special Hanocha, is called the Mechon Dami Bechai. since it's one person that stated he did an akira and he did an anocha, Rikil Mechayivim, I do know Kishneb and the Yodim Domi. It's still considered like Shnayim Shasu. Because as far as his first akira goes, it didn't end up in the place we were supposed to. It was supposed to end up 20 feet away. And now he ran and caught it after 10 feet away. So it's considered like he made a new hanukha. This new hanukha doesn't have an akira to it. So maybe you'll still be popped up like the Baiteku. Such a story by the Baiteku. Let's see Rashi.
Yeah.
And then he ran for the back. So now, had he stayed, I would have had the hand 10 feet away.
Yeah, it could be still be
chayit. That's different. Rashi, so the pot that Rashi has done, pot has done like this. My mi boyle, my he himself still made that kira, and he himself made the anocha. What's that the part of it? There are two people doing it. One did the akira, one did the anachon. He didn't let it rest 20 feet away. He himself ran after it. When he stopped it at 10 feet, it's as if the first akira that should have landed 20 feet away didn't have anacha to it. It never got to the 20 foot mark. So therefore you'd be potter. Or else no, since you're one person that did the akira and you yourself did the anacha, even though it's two separate things, but you're one person, you can start one and one together, so why is it by take? Why is it by take? You put your hand into your friend's chotzer. The kibble make a shum, and you caught some rain that's raining in your chotzer, in your friend's chotzer. So the chotzer is reshus ha-yochid. You makabel the water reshus ha-yochid, voitziyu, and you brought it outside reshus ha-rab mitchayiv. That's the case of your chayiv. Even though water, it's a choshev zach water, your chayiv for the hoitzor of water. Master lo rab zero, mali yatinu chavero, mali yatinu shemayim. As where did he make the akira from this water? All he did was he put his hand inside the chotzer and it was raining, or the water was running down. Now, since the water was running down by itself, it's as if somebody else put a chepas on your back, and now you walked outside. You're potter. It's not called you made the akira, since you didn't pick up the chepas. If somebody put something on you and you walk right outside, you're potter. You didn't do the akira. Here also, you put your hand inside the chotzer, and the water coming running down came at the end, and now you took it outside. There's no akira. You didn't do the akira, somebody else, like Zina Shemayim, put it into your hand. So why are you chayiv? He's mali yatinu chaver, mali yatinu shemayim. So Rashi, mali yatinu chaveroi, deport the leitan of the masif and niktoni, oishenosin letoicha vitsiyu shteim pturim, that's our Mishnah. If the Oni sticks his hands inside the window, and the balabos takes some bread and puts it in the Oni's hand, and then the Oni takes his hand outside, he says it's potter. Because the Oni didn't do an Akira. It's called the Balabas did the Akira. And we put it into his hand. It's Loinach. It's not called the Mokim Menucha, your hand. So when you take it outside, you didn't do an Akira. That's why you put it in the Mishnah. Here also, if you put your hand inside the Chatzar and rainwater comes in, why you hide? You didn't do the Akira. And the Gemara, Loi, Tei, Kibble, don't say that it's time you put your hand out. And you makabel it, Ela Kola. It means you're a kolot. Rashi says the way a kolot means hashka stop without having me the word kishrei kiluach yeri. When the water was running down, he could be your diachas. You like hit the water, you splash the water off its roots. The kibla b'chavrat and you cover with your other hand. The other the akira. That's called you did make akira. As the water to get to this hand, you had to splash the water into this hand and you makabla in this hand. That's considered you made the akira. That's the havamina. That you get the water wasn't put into the hand, you put the water into the hand. So you put the water into the hand, and now you walk out. That's called you made an akira. So the Gemara, the Chizal goes hold me agabe koytel. No, put it. But then the Chizal ela kolos. So the Gemara, but in an akira magabe mokem dal v'leka. Here the water is stopped floating down in the air like a pour of water. So even if you take the water like you splash it out of the pour, you wipe it from the splash, from the pour, there's no doubt at all though. The water is running down through the other. So we have running water, you splash it into your hand, where was the akira from welcome dollar dollar?
Yeah, we own it.
It's not your hand though, it's the flow of water. The water is flowing, that's where the water is. So you're like taking the water out of the flow and catching it. So the akira was from the flow of water. This flow of water is in the air. There's no mokum dala dala. It was never called the water like was munaf, was resting. To say I took it out of its resting place to be chayfor. For the Gemara book, Vodin akir agav amokim adal meleko. Omer Rav Chiya b'rei d'ravuna going shekolt nagavi koisel. Talking about the water is running down the wall. This is running down the wall. The wall is a choshev amokim adal adalit. So by you like grabbing the water out of this wall, that's sort of like you made nakira. For the Gemara, agavi koisel nami ole nach. Even the water is flowing down the wall. The water is nachto. The water didn't rest on the wall. It's all you said of an akira. Mokum dal means first the chayfit is resting in a place. It's munachir. Now I'm oikrit from that place. But it has to be resting in one place. Here what's going on. The water is running down the wall here. And you take the water off the wall. The water was never munach. It was never resting. It was never an akira. How could you be chayif? For the Gemara, agavi koisel nami gol enach. And the Gemara could be Yama Rova. The Kaisa Meshupa, talking about a slanty wall, like a slanty roof. It's talking about the Kaisa Meshupa. Here also talking about a slanty roof. For some say it's not a maskana, it's a havmina. That a slanty roof is also good to be called a mokem munach. What's the raya? Where was Rova's halacha? Or the Tanakh?